Chelsea at breakfast.
BBC Radio Manchester.
Hey, listen, I don't know if you've ever planned a wedding, whether you've been a bride, a mother of a bride, a bridesmaid of a bride, any kind of bride. You'll know that the dream dress can cost a fortune. But, you know, it's your big day and you want to feel amazing, so you tend to, like, push the boat out. We've been hearing this morning from Thrifty Claire from Bury, who is a sister from another mister. I said that this morning. It made Andy laugh, didn't it, Andy? You'd never heard that phrase before.
Never heard that before.
Because I love coupons, I love money-saving tips, vouchers, that kind of thing. I'd be the embarrassing girlfriend that would, like, you know, when you go to pay the bill, I'm like, hang on a minute, as I'm rooting through the back of my purse.
That's me.
So Claire.
As well.
Claire, I knew it. So I knew we're just, you know, together in that way. But you are getting married. You said this last time, and I said, we must follow you. And I did say not in a stalker-like way.
Yes, I recall.
But we have been following you because I've seen on your Instagram how you got, didn't you get all of the male party ties and the thing from Primark?
Yes.
Which was next to nothing.
It's like a tie pin.
That's it.
Pocket square. And a tie, or lapel pin, sorry, yeah,
Fiver.
But they're amazing. They're nicer than the sort of, you know, £15-20 equivalent.
Yep, so I followed that. Then the next minute, you say, I've got myself a wedding dress for, like, next to nothing. So we've sent our very own Andy Bell to you this morning. Where are you now? What have you been chatting about?
Well, we're still in Brides of Bury. We're just sort of teaching Andy all the lingo, the different types of dresses. Tried a few on him, got a tiara on him.
Things are getting
Is there
weird.
Any photo evidence of this?
There's a video, I do believe.
Fabulous.
Yes.
Yeah. I'll be looking for that in a little bit.
Let's not.
Is it a whole new world to you, Andy?
It really is. And I'm being bombarded with weird things. Show towels. What? You're joking.
Oh,
I know,
no.
I know.
Yeah, show towel. I even have a show toaster, so that one looks posh on the top and you use the rubbishy one in the cupboard.
Right, well, I've been sort of rooting through the racks here. Honestly, Chelsea, this place, when I came down, I had this, you know, preconception of what it might be because, you know, the boutique here is for a hospice and it's fantastic. But you honestly, it is stunning, this place. It really is. And as I've mentioned, everything that's sold here, all the profit goes to Bury Hospice. I've got Sam Duncan with me. Sam, this is wonderful, isn't it?
Yeah, it's amazing. We're really proud of the project, and hopefully you agree that the shop, the boutique, looks indistinguishable from our commercial competitors. So we're really excited. We just want our customers come along and have a look and hopefully find the dress of your dreams.
I've not found the dress of my dreams. Not just yet, anyway. We've got you here, Thrifty Claire.
Yes.
Your top three tips, then. Come on, rattle through them.
Prioritise. What can you scrap? What do you want to spend money on? For me and my partner, the important thing for us is food and drink. We want to give people a good time. But what that means is we've cut back. We're not doing table decorations. We're not doing little favours. And that, for us, that's going to work. So that saved us loads. Buying high street, like we said about the ties, you know, there's so many good high street retailers that do sell really good, you know, occasion wear, you know, again, like Brides of Bury. There's so many things you can pick up. I'm bringing me mother of the bride and mother of the groom down to get their, you know, outfits. So doing little things like that, save. And for me as well, the venue, that was where a lot of money could be lost. And we've actually found a country pub. It's somewhere that's 10 minutes from our house. It's stunning, amazing views. They don't charge to hire the venue. It's just their sort of meal costs and drink costs. So we've got what looks like a stunning venue. It looks like it's going to have cost us thousands, and it's really not. It's costing probably about £2,500, and that's for 60 people, three courses, a lot of wine.
Claire, that's amazing. Yeah. I always say, because I do a ladies' lunch every year for charity, and I never spend a lot of money on the table decoration, because I always think to myself, if you put on a great day, people laugh, they cry, they can have something to drink, something to eat. They never go home and say it was a lovely day, but the table centrepieces were awful. They just don't.
Exactly.
Do they?
Exactly. You know, and if anything, some of these ones that are really tall and they're beautiful, but then you can't speak across the tables.
No.
And, you know, little things like that. So I thought, you know, why spend money on it? I'd rather
Claire, I feel we're separated
people.
At birth. We should get together for a cheap wine at some
point.
Thank you for having Andy this morning and for teaching him
problem.
All about you know, cheap wedding dresses and tips and hints and vouchers. We love you, Claire, and we'll catch up with you again soon, okay?
Definitely, yeah, please do.
Take
Thank
care,
you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.